Australia's relationship with the dingo has long been a fraught one. Some consider it a national icon, yet hundreds of millions of dollars are spent trying to control the population. In some states, it's considered a native protected species, but in others, it's deemed a pest and can have devastating impacts on the agriculture sector. Now, a group of scientists have come up with a novel but bold proposal, which would involve levying owners of domestic dogs to fund non-lethal control options for their wild cousins. Gavin Coote reports.
As Australia's only native dog, the dingo sits uncomfortably at the top of the food chain. They're a central part of our bush folklore, and it's argued they play an important ecological role in the landscape. But at the same time, they can represent an existential threat for people living on the land. And at Ewan Station, 6 hours from Perth, where many of the dingoes roam, even Roscoe Folks Taylor has mixed feelings about the animal.
There's both dingoes and dogs in this country, and I don't hate them. You can't really, it'll wear you out. You'll end up mentally exhausted if you do that. I hate what they do. I hate the toll they take on the land.
This toll is both economic and emotional, as dingoes can be devastating for livestock across Australian farms. Part of the solution has long involved fences. By installing about 80 kilometres of fencing, the Folks Taylors were able to keep dingoes and wild dogs off their property and return the station to its 150-year history of successful sheep production. But it came with a price tag of $250,000.
As an individual property, we've chosen to do our own fencing. We think that's our only long-term solution.
It's estimated landowners and governments spend up to $250 million each year controlling dingoes, which include other wild dogs, which are often a hybrid of a dingo. A team of researchers has now put forward a bold proposal for funding these measures in the form of a so-called dingo levy. Griffith University's Rob Appleby is one of the study's authors.
And that could obviously be levied either on their food or on the purchase of the dog themselves, trying to leverage that affinity that people naturally have for their own dog and co-opting that a little bit in favour of their, you know, wild cousins.
The study finds Australians spend more than $10 billion a year on buying and feeding dogs. It's unclear whether a levy is something dog owners would embrace, especially given the controversial nature of dingoes. Even in the eyes of the law, they're treated differently from state to state. Roscoe Folks Taylor, whose home state of Western Australia deems the animal an outright pest species, is happy to foot his own expense for keeping dingoes at bay.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't want to sort of put my hand out too much, and I'm a bit wary of that. Yes, it is always heartening to know that other people are sort of thinking of you in your times of a particular hassle. I think it's really handy to keep people in the country, and if something like that helped a bit, that'd be great, yeah.
That's pastoralist Roscoe Folks Taylor ending Gavin Coote's report.